interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Back from four nights in Las Vegas. And the people watching is unparalleled in Las Vegas. Maybe only by the piers and the boardwalk in Southern California. And that's where we find this guy. He was arrested 3 o'clock on Sunday near the Santa Monica Pier on Ocean Avenue. He was seen going down the bike lane with his barbecue. And when I say barbecue, I mean stolen shopping cart that was full of flaming wood as he used a sword to hold as a skewer to hold the meat over the flames. So he is pushing a shopping cart that has flaming wood in the middle, and he's got the sword laid out over the front of it, and he's just pushing it along down the bike lane.
Good meat on there.
You probably could. They said he continued down the cart, eventually stopping, trying to fuel the flames with some Bud Light. I don't know if that's lighter fluid or not. I don't know. He also had a bottle of stolen barbecue sauce in his shopping cart that he was using as a grill. They eventually stopped him. They pulled him over, and it shows the officer putting the man in handcuffs down by the beach. The grilling man is facing a misdemeanor charge of theft, having the shopping cart, reckless burning, open flames, resisting arrest, and on for his rolling barbecue on the bike lane.
No Kingsford, just the wood. And
just the wood in the shopping cart.
Yeah. Well, there's always...
I thought maybe the fire, when I first read it, I thought maybe the fire was on the ground and the cart was upside down, over it, and he was using the bottom of the cart as his grill rack. But no, he was actually pushing it down the bike
lane. Yeah, mobile. That's a great idea. I got to think about that. A mobile grill along the beach. Mm-hmm. You can also find some good people watching anywhere in the state of Florida. And do you mind if I finish this beer? Is probably not something you wanted to say to the cops as they're about to arrest you. 9 o'clock the other night, this happened. A Florida man wearing sunglasses at 9 o'clock at night asked officers if he could crack open a cold one while he was being arrested. This guy had fired a gun during a neighborly dispute, and when police arrived after getting the 911 call and some guy's firing his gun, they see this guy outside his home, and they say, all right, let's see your hands. Somebody's been firing guns. And the guy says, well, I'm cracking this beer right now, and it's real cold. I want to drink it. You mind if I finish this? Actually, he had two beers in his hands. He was charged with using a handgun while under the influence.
And if I can relate this final story to my last couple days in Vegas, one thing I realized too is there's a lot of places that don't accept cash down there anymore, and so you got to have your room card or a credit card. And 40-year-old Colorado native Eugene Robertson found out that. They do take cash at Burger King in the drive-thru, but they don't take drugs instead of payment. He was going through the Burger King drive-thru. He's just been found guilty of this. It went down in 2022, but he just went to court on it, and he's got some serious charges he's facing. He went through the drive-thru at Burger King, and instead of offering a type of money transaction, he offered a bag of methamphetamines to the Burger King operator for his food. That guy didn't take that. He refused. And so Eugene pulls out a gun and then it ends up driving off. Then tried a similar stunt at the 7-Eleven across the street. Witnesses said there was something off about Eugene.
See, I would have started at the 7-Eleven, but,
They said something was off about Eugene. He was talking about God and carrying a Bible with a purple cover. He walked into the 7-Eleven, pulled a gun on that dude, and the witness, another witness pulled out a gun and fired at Eugene. There was a brief gunfight at the 7-Eleven. No one was hit, though Eugene did shoot out a surveillance camera. He drove off, and 15 minutes later, he was arrested at an apartment where he lived. The woman there said Eugene, he was the one that had been living there. They found him hiding in the bushes, and he was arrested. The cops asked if he was okay. He said, I'm not physically hurt, but my feelings were hurt.
Okay.
So I guess I guess a Burger King burger would have made him feel better. I don't know, but
Whopper,
he just didn't have the money to pay for it.
And meth.